What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show. We're going down I-85 South to Tuskegee, Alabama, to Tuskegee's head coach, Aaron James, coach's alma mater, the Golden Tigers out of the SIAC. It's Coach Aaron James on the Boss Man Show. Coach James, good to see you, man. How is life down there at Tuskegee? You've been head coach, man.
Oh, it's going well. Just like I said, just sucking everything in and taking it day by day and just trying to get these young men ready for the opener against Fort Valley University.
Now, Coach James, let me ask you, man, I've not talked about this with some other coaches as well, the pride you feel coaching your alma mater. You know, I know if I was coaching at Tennessee State, I'd feel some pride about it more than anywhere else I would be. But for you, man, knowing you played there, man, Tuskegee's been your world, your life, and what you're doing down there, man, how's it feel knowing that you're leading the program you actually played for?
Man, it feels good. Coming in last year as the offensive coordinator and just knowing, you know, the ins and outs with the history, the rich history, you know, Tuskegee have. And just knowing that I'm leading, like you say, the team that I played for, my alma mater. It's a good feeling, and I'm very excited about it.
And how has community been treating you, man, knowing that you are one of their own and that you played there, man? How's community been towards you, man, and helping you in this program build things out and supporting you in every way possible?
Oh, man, the community is very supportive. You know, with back in the days, you know, we was winning championships and everything. And just like I say, coming back forward, just moving forward, just trying to bring these guys back to that next level, to that level of the winning tradition that we have here at Tuskegee. So the community has been open arms and welcoming and supportive as well.
And Coach James, at what point in your career did you decide that you wanted to get into coaching? I know I'm a son of a coach, and I chose radio for a reason. I'm too competitive, and the way I talk to kids sometimes, it ain't cool nowadays. So that's why I chose radio. But at what point in time in your career decided you want to get into coaching, man?
Just going into, I guess, my junior year in college, just trying to see my what was next after football, And just knowing me, just being at, you know, playing quarterback and just want to just come in and just give these guys a lot of information that I had, that, you know, saying that I was brought up with. So I want to say my junior year in college, just looking at it, at everything. And like I said, just trying to find my way at the end and just try to see what was going to be next for me after college. So I didn't make it to the NFL. You know, that's every kid's dream, but God had a plan for me and I'm following it. So that's it.
And how important is it for your guys kind of understanding that the NFL is not going to be there for everybody? We have to get our degrees while we're in school and get internships while we're in school. So how are you trying to leverage that, trying to impact, help your young men see life after football, get the internships, and make sure they get that commitment? Because that degree from Tuskegee, because the name of Tuskegee is very national, very popular. It can take the place.
Yes, you know, when you get a degree from Tuskegee, they call you boss. So we hop on that every day. You know, education is first. That's the only thing that you're here for. First, that's the main goal. Your education and football follows. So, like I said, we harp on that every day with our from our staff to our student athletes, and you know, and hopefully that soaks in and get them where they need to be once they leave here.
Hey man, you got that right. I'm asking also Coach James. You know, it's been an assistant coach, and you know, going through those processes. How do you go about preparing yourself in your mind for this opportunity when you become a head coach? So how do you kind of prepare yourself whilst have been loyal to your head coach, but in your mind preparing yourself for the opportunity that you have right this instant?
I wouldn't say I prepared a little bit last year because I was the head coach in waiting as the offensive coordinator. So a lot of the duties was, you know, I took care of, and I don't know if you can really prepare to be in this position. Because there's a lot of things that throwing at you, and you gotta think fast on your feet, and then just have a support. That's the main thing. Just have a support around you, and for everybody to get things done.
And also, as you build this program out for a young man listening here in Atlanta and beyond, all my affiliates that are down the line, what are the pillars of your program that you want people to know about, and what kind of young man are you targeting to bring in your program as you build this thing out?
We harp on education first. So education, we're looking for guys. Good, I'm a bad. The light is censored in here. So like I said, we're looking for good educational young men and good character, and like I say, highly educated young men and athletics. You know, that's what we always look for as well. But those two things, character and education, is big for what we get, the guys that we were looking out for recruiting. So that's big for us.
And Coach James, for us recruiting wise, how has it changed with how the portal has affected those guys in FBS and FCS? Are you getting high school kids you usually wouldn't get a chance to get early because of the focus being on a non-commodity per se at the higher levels? And are you able to get junior college guys as well who are very much talented, who you can plug in and fit, that fits your culture, fits what you're looking for in a player and in a young man?
Well, we're always looking for high school guys to build the program. And we'll tap into the portal to fill in some spots that's needed. And, you know, with the transfers and the JUCOs as well. So, but the transfer portal is ridiculous right now, because just say, for instance, I have a young man that's off the charts, that's going out there doing everything right. And let's say a FCS school can tap in on it. And, you know, now he's leaving my program. Now my program is treated like a junior college program, you know, so I don't like it in a sense, but in a sense, I get it, because then another thing why I don't like it gives these young men a way out without fighting. So, you know, if a kid see the depth chart, he's not, you know what I'm saying, if he's in the third rotation, so now that young man can, hey, I want to leave. I want to go see what this next school has to offer. So in that nature, it's a way out for these young men, and that's not what we used to being in back in the days.
It reminds me of NFL free agency almost.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I feel like there's a lot of tampering going on too. Yeah. As well. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, this reminds me of the NFL.
Yeah, it is.
So, mm-hmm. I'm glad when me and you played, we didn't have that problem. Me and you played. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. Tough it out.
Yes, indeed. You had to earn your keep. You couldn't just transfer. You couldn't just transfer your way the way to playing. You couldn't. Just
yes.
You had to actually work at your skill, your craft, put in your yards. You know.
Yeah. Yep. Hard work pays off. That's it.
You got that right, Coach. And man, for those who don't watch the SIAC the way I do, can you explain to the listeners how tough that league is? I know we have two schools in our backyard here, the Clark and Morehouse, but outside of that, a lot of like you guys down at Tuskegee, you know, you got Miles, you got the Fort Valley, your Albany State, you know, you got the Savannah State. Talk about just the depth of your league, how talented it is in the SIAC, and the people missing out on good football because you don't get enough pub as you all deserve.
Yes, this league is real tough. This year we got a lot of televised games, ESPN games, so you know the world will be able to get to see, you know, what type of talent the SIAC has. And we have a lot of young men that make it to the next level from this league. So I mean, this league is tough. You got to come in every week ready to prepared and ready to go. So I mean, you just can't lay down for any opponent in this league. So it's real tough.
Now, being an offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Coach James, tell me about this, man. How has offense, in your opinion, changed over the years? And how have you evolved your offensive philosophy over the years as offense has changed and got become more spread?
Yeah, because what I was accustomed to playing back in the days, we was more under the center, you know, a little bit of shotgun, a little pro style, more pro style than spread. So you got to adapt to what's now. You know, that's how I see it. If it fits my system, that's what I'm a, you know, saying add to it. But nowadays, like you said, you have a lot of more spread teams, a lot of offenses running spread, and now the defense got to catch up as well. And then you got offense running a lot of tempo. So for us recruiting, the high school level, that's what they're accustomed to now. So you can't go into a program and you're running a pro style system and you're trying to go recruit a guy that's coming out of spread system. I mean, sometimes it works, but that's what you're not gonna hit with that recruit.
You know what I think is gonna be the next evolution? It's gonna be scary. Is that when you start putting these guys like Kyle Pitts here with the Falcons, who is kind of a hybrid tight end receiver? You're in 12 personnel, but it really could dovetail as 10 personnel. Put you in a fire. Are you gonna go down? Are you gonna nickel? What you gonna do? You can kind of with the run out of that with those hybrid guys. So I think the hybrid guy like Kyle Pitts, you can play 12 or 10 depending on what you want to do. Yeah, really kill people down the road. Defense is gonna have to decide. What are they doing?
exactly. So, like I say, those type of guys really makes the offense flourish because you can put them in, you can flex them out wide, you can put them in the backfield. I mean, those guys are real, real useful in today's football offenses. Well,
you know, and I think that's what we did at Tennessee State. We did a lot of dummy motion and ghost motion to kind of declare a man's zone, and then now it's becoming more. Everybody are doing it. We're doing it back in the mid 2000s. We're trying to get you to declare man's zone early by doing dummy motion, ghost motion. Okay. Yeah. We say, okay, we got it. We're going to check to some option routes or some, you know, see what you're doing. I'm gonna run you a little 5 yard hitch and stop, or you know, a fade stop real fast. Oh, I got it. I got you beat. So seeing how it's all changed, man. It's amazing, man. Watching football the way it is. You know what, Coach? It's fun. Now, my father, I'm 85 years old, about 9 days. He hates today's football. I must tell you, he hates
it. He hates who?
He hates today's football, man. He hates it.
Oh.
He's like, son, we gotta get a fullback out there.
It's gone, Dad.
The fullback now. Tight end's the fullback.
Yes,
or the H-back.
Yeah. The H-back, yep. So, yeah. That's good.
But it's fun. What's this fun talking about? I'm talking ball with a guy who's, you know, he coached back in the day. Like, I love talking about ball. It's funny how much he hates today's game, but it's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Now, let me ask you this, man. Recruiting-wise, man, talk about how, you know, on your roster, make sure you take care of that radius around Tuskegee, because Tuskegee is where it is, man. You can get to some good Atlanta, Montgomery, Birmingham. You can get some good places in a short period of time. So talk about the location to be able to get the places to find talent that can really fit to help you put your program.
Yeah, so like you say, Montgomery is only 20, 28 miles from here. And then you got Columbus, Georgia, you got Auburn, you got Opelika, Alabama. So around this the radius around that's surrounding Tuskegee, I mean, we're gonna tap into that first. We wanna tap into the state, well, to the radius and the state of Alabama first. And then, like you say, you got the surrounded states, Georgia, you got Tennessee, you got Mississippi, you got Florida. So, I mean, you know, just around the states that's surrounding the state of Alabama, it's some good talented football schools and programs out there.
And it's also encouraged. It's also good because parents are going to come watch their kids play. I know that's big. Exactly. Parents come watch their kids play. Yeah. So it's easy. Just get on out. Get up there too, without that far away. Come watch our son play. So that's mm-hmm. also a great thing too. And you know, I got two more for you, Coach. Who are some guys who really pop for you this summer in workouts that you want to highlight? If I listen, kind of look out for that you feel really been with a big year this year.
I'm just gonna my linebacker Vincent Hill. He's preseason all conference. Receiver Antonio Meeks. He's a preseason all conference. Jeremy Dees, defensive lineman, preseason all conference, and Zelly Aldrich, defensive back, preseason all conference. And my punter, Ryan Duff, he's a preseason all conference. So I'm just gonna leave that for you on your mental. I don't want to give anything else out. So those guys are gonna be great. They're gonna be great in the program. And we got a lot of guys that's surrounding them. Those guys is gonna flourish as well. So,
and yes, that third phase of the games are very important, people. That punter and kicker, that third phase is very important. Those teams is very important. Those hidden yards fans are very important, Coach. Am I lying, Coach?
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm not lying. I'm telling you, that position is very important.
Just yeah, it is. Yeah. So.
Hey, like you tear Coach up over there, boy. And like tearing him up over there. I got one more for you, man. So tell us about on this show, man. We love talking about food on the show. We have a food blog as well. So tell us some cool food spots in Tuskegee you can come and eat when we come down and hopefully see you all play and win a game or two. We ain't that far away from us in Atlanta. So tell us some food spots down here. We go check it out. We'll come down there and see you all play, man.
Oh, you got what is the not Busy Bees? Is he changed the name of it? But it was Busy Bees. Good soul food restaurant. Anything you want. I don't eat pork, so I'm not. He got some good pork chops, I heard, but I don't eat pork or beef. So it's a good spot. That's a good spot, and it's a wing spot here. They just opened up. They're pretty good as well. So those two spots right there. I mean, you can't miss with those. I mean, everybody loves wings.
100%. 10 pieces of lemon pepper, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
With some ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Coach James, it's been fun, my brother. Definitely wish you luck this season, man. How did you get on show again near homecoming? And I want to help Coach. If you never need anything from me in this show, man, we'll love to put you on again, help you out, get people to hear about Tuskegee, what you're doing down there. Make like we want to support you all and help you all grow, man.
Oh, thank you. I love the invite, and hope we can do this again.
Sure thing, Cole. Thanks so much, brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.